from Stoic Wisdoms. You decide who you want to be. There's a moment that arrives quietly, usually in your 30s or 40s, sometimes earlier if you're unlucky enough to face Siri, this illness or loss. You're going through your routine, the one you've performed thousands of times, and suddenly you see yourself from the outside, not the version of yourself you planned to become, not the person you imagined you'd be by now, just the person you actually are. And the realization hits with the force of cold water. Nobody made you this way. No authority figure assigned you this personality. No cosmic plan dictated these habits. No childhood wound had the final say in your character. Somewhere along the way, through millions of small choices you barely noticed making, you built this version of yourself. The impatient person who snaps at loved ones. The reliable friend who always shows up. The anxious overthinker who catastrophizes every decision. The calm presence people turn to in crisis. You weren't born as any of these. You became them. And if you became them through choices, then you can become someone else through different choices. This should be the most liberating thought available to human consciousness. Instead, it's the one most people spend their entire lives avoiding. Because if you accept that you decide who you are, then you also accept something far more uncomfortable. You've been deciding all along. The person you are right now, you chose this. Maybe not consciously, maybe not deliberately, but through action and inaction, you chose it. Every time you stayed quiet when you could have spoken up, you chose to be someone who stays quiet. Every time you scrolled past an opportunity to learn something difficult, you chose to be someone who avoids difficulty. Every time you said yes when you meant no, you chose to be someone whose boundaries are negotiable. You built yourself one choice at a time. And most of those choices were made on autopilot, following patterns inherited from your family, your culture, your early experiences. You've been living as a collection of default settings that were installed before you even knew you could change them. The moment you understand that you're choosing who you are, you can no longer pretend you're not responsible for who you've become. You can't blame your parents, your circumstances, your past. You can't say this is just how I am, as if your personality were weather that happens to you rather than architecture you're constantly building. The question that emerges from this recognition is simple and terrible. If you could be anyone, who would you choose to be? And why aren't you choosing that person right now? Most people never answer this question because answering it requires admitting they've been choosing someone else. Someone smaller, safer, more acceptable to others. Someone who fits comfortably into existing relationships and social structures. Someone who doesn't require the people around them to adjust or change. But that comfortable person might not be the person you actually want to be. And the gap between who you are and who you want to be isn't a tragedy of circumstance. It's a choice you're making every single day. The rest of this post explores what it actually looks like to close the gap between who you are and who you want to be, one daily choice at a time. Over 200,000 people now read Stoic Wisdoms. If you haven't upgraded yet, you can unlock this full post and all premium content, including the Confidence series and Stoic Reflections. Annual subscriptions are currently 25% off.